Luke chapter 6. I want to read verse 45. You're hearing tonight if God will be our help. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And the Bible says this as you stand with us and honored reading God's Word. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a little bit. I'll try not to be too long on the heart of a man. The heart of a man. As we begin to look at this, the Lord's speaking here, and He gets to speaking about the heart. He begins to speak about a good man, and He begins to speak about an evil man. He says that good man, He says out of a good treasure of his heart. And I want to preach tonight, if God will help us on that heart. What is your heart tonight? The heart is the most magnificent thing. It's not this old thumping thing in our chest, but it's that God put in us that makes us who we are. If it was just what we have in this old vessel clay, it wouldn't be much to us. But thanks be to God tonight. There's something down inside of a child of God that makes them unique to everything else in the universe. There's a lot of animals tonight that's got a heart like me and you. But praise be to God, there's only one animal, one creation, that's me and you. Mankind that has a heart that God give us. A heart that God wanted us to have so that we could be created in the likeness of a holy God. Amen. He made us in His likeness. He created us in His image. Ain't you so glad of that tonight? He made us to where we can be like Him. I'm so thankful tonight. I don't have to be like, try to be like the world. I don't have to try to fit myself up to fit in. All I've got to do is prepare myself for that that's out of the world tonight. That's beyond this old world and this old veil of tears. Praise God, there's something far better that God prepared us for. He created us for something far greater than the world can see. I'm so thankful tonight that we're starting to get a little vision into that God wants us to see. We're starting to see just a little peek of glory on the other side. We're starting to see the help and the hope that God gives us. Hey, something so magnificent about the hope of God. Without hope, we'd be miserable tonight. But I thank God that I've got hope. I don't see how people make it without the hope of the Lord in your heart, knowing that you love Him and He loves you and He saved your ever dying soul and He delivered you from yourself and from your sin. He's helping you, making you into that He wants you to be, so He can deliver you in just a little while to the portals of glory. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I get excited thinking about that. Hey man, that's my God done that, and He done it for me. I praise God because my heart's fixed up right. It'll glory to God, and He's working on it still. He's still working on me. Youngins over our church, our home church, Samantha, them, you send them sing, He's still working on me. Hey man, ain't you glad tonight He's still working on you? Hey, glory to God, the Bible said He take that old stony heart out and He put a heart of flesh. Glory be to God, that heart that God can work with. Heart that God can begin to work and make and mend and make it into what He would have it to be. Amen. You know why God has to do that? Because we're not the kind of vessel God's pleased with. It started out over there in the garden. A man fell. Maybe it was a fall over there in the garden. Man sinned against God. They began to want that knowledge. They wanted to rise up kind of like the old devil and the demons of hell and say, I will. I'd like to be just a little better than what I am. Praise God. God done fixed them up over there in the garden. He said, I'll give you all that you need. You'll not want for a thing here. But praise God. The old devil come along and with half-truths. He said, you can be more than that if you'll just listen to me. And you know, the stinking lying rascal still selling the same old junk today. Amen. Deceiving and tearing down. But the Bible tells us that man's heart was deceitful from the very beginning. Look, the devil came in and showed that deceit, and we began to be those vessels that couldn't be pleasing to a holy God. Look back at Genesis chapter 6. Let me just show you. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and the Bible says this. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, this is the first time that the heart is mentioned in the Word of God. Did you know that? And the heart's a pretty important part of us, because God mentions it in His holy right 830 times. So it must be pretty important. Hey, man, the heart is a very important thing. And how we tune that heart up. Hey, listen, most of you fellas will link up with me. It's like a fine automobile. Hey, man, it's like a fine automobile. You get that thing out there and you polish it up just right. But if that thing's got a miss in the engine, ain't much to it. Hey, man, it ain't much to listen to, and it sure ain't going to get you there like it ought to. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Yeah. But praise God, you get that thing out there, and you get that outside all polished up, and then you go in the inside, and you get that thing tuned up right on the money, and boy, that thing will sit there and purr like a kitten. Boy, she'll be a sounding good, and praise God, she'll get you where you want to be. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about the heart tonight. The way God wants to fix us up. Amen. He said He looked in the heart. Here in Genesis chapter 6, that God looked on the heart, and He said God saw that it was wickedness in men. It was wickedness. The imaginations of the thoughts. Now He's talking about the whole imagination, from down to the purpose and desires of their heart. Amen. The purpose and desires of that inward man. That's what He was talking about. But listen to what God says. Verse 6, and it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth. Now listen to this. And it grieved Him at His heart. Amen. So what are you saying, Peter? I'm saying God's got a heart. Amen. What is that heart that God's got? Now this is the first time it's mentioned in the Word of God. But listen, God's always had it, and He gave it to us. He gave us a heart that's a fit for me and you, so we can be what He wants us to be. Now that heart, that's the seat of our emotions. Amen? That your heart is the seat of your feelings. Your heart is the seat of your intellect. And your heart is the seat of your will. Amen? That's pretty important, isn't it? The heart's pretty important. So what do we know about the heart? We don't know a whole lot about the heart. Boy, I got to read this back Monday, and boy, God just got to dealing with me. I was reading it there at lunch, and I thought, boy, what do I know about my heart? I said, Lord, help me that I can tune my heart. Yeah. So I got to realizing, I got to going through some verses and got to looking at my heart. And I got to thinking, Lord, hey, listen, something just ain't tuned up just right. Amen? Yeah. And I got over here looking at this verse, and boy, God, in Luke, and it got to stirring in me. God said that heart was wicked from the very beginning. From a time that it sinned in the garden and said it needed that fine tuning. It had a miss in it. Our hearts have got a miss. We ain't a running right. Amen. You notice I said we, I'm like old Paul, I'm including myself. We're not running right. We're not tuned up right. We're not headed right. And we're not hitting on just exactly like we should. Because He says here in Luke chapter 6, He says a good man. Now He's looking at that man beneath the surface. See, we can look a whole lot of times. We come down here to church, the church, and boy, we can clean up, and boy, you look at catchings, and boy, everybody looks so nice. Boy, you look so pretty, sitting there with them smiles on your face, or asleep, whichever you are. And boy, you look just fine sitting there. But God says, but the Lord's talking about here, and He said, I'm looking down beneath the surface. He said, I'm not looking at that outward appearance. He said, I don't care so much about that. He said, what I'm looking about is that inward man. I wonder how our inward man is tonight. I wonder what our inward man look like. If we could take him out and look at him in a mirror, what would he look like? That heart of that inward man. He said, now the Lord says, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart. Now that good treasure, what is that tonight? That's that love of God. That's what that good treasure is. So if you got that love of God in you, said you're rich according to God. Said, hey, listen, you may not be rich according to the world, but if you got that good treasure, Lord Jesus Christ, in your heart, then you're a rich person. Amen? Boy, I don't want to put a shout in her step, a skip in her step, and a shout in her hop or something. Amen? Because if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got all we need. Amen? We're rich in the Lord. But I'd go a step further than that. He said, that good treasure of the heart. It said, bringeth forth that which is good. He said, not only do we have the love of God in our heart, this good treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, but it's that love of God and that love of man. Amen? I think that's where we're starting to get hooked up. We're starting to realize that there's something to this being a child of God. It's not just about coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. It's about being that vessel unto the Lord. About being that child of God that loves God Almighty with all your heart, loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. They asked the Lord, said, what are the commandments? Is the great commandments. And he said, hey, you've got to love the Lord. He said, you've got to love God the Father with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And he said, and another, like to unto it, he said, is to love the neighbor as yourself. Amen. But then he improved on that. And he got on over there. And he said, and I say, love your neighbor like I have loved you. He gave his life for us. Amen. Hey, I wonder how our hearts tuned up. Would you be willing to give your life for your neighbor? Huh? Hey, a whole lot of folks don't even like our neighbors. Amen. Oh me. That's one of them old me's. Amen. But I try my best to get along with my neighbors. Hey, they some of them probably don't like me, but I love them. I tell them. A good man out of a good treasure is heart. His heart. That gives us that help. That's that shows us the love of God. He says it bringeth forth that which is good. Now that man with a good heart, he's going to bring forth good stuff. There's not going to be a whole lot of bad stuff coming out of a man that's got a good heart. Amen? That good heart will be a chaste heart. That good heart will be a heart that's submissive to the will of the Lord. That good heart's going to be a heart that's listening to the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? It's not going to take off on tangents by itself. Oh, me. It won't just take off. Hey, listen, let me just get to this next. He said, bringeth forth that which is good. And said, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. So now look what he's talking about here. He's talking about that's exposed. That inward part of man, that beneath the surface. And he's saying that natural man is that's beneath that surface. And it said the character of that natural man, whether it's good or bad, that's the part of him that God's worried about, that God's wanting to work on. The part that's, whether that inner man, that natural man, is good or bad. Whether he's good or evil. Whether he's good, where he's kind, or whether he's cruel. He gets plumbed down to the character of that person. Amen? So God's looking down into the innermost depths of our soul, into our heart, and he said, hey, listen, what kind of heart do you have? Do you got a good, considerate heart, or you got a cruel and a wicked heart? A vindictive heart. Amen? But he said, this evil heart, that's a heart that's carnally minded. We can sit in the church house and still have an evil heart. Right? Hey, just because you come to church don't mean you're good-hearted. You can throw that out the window. That ain't true. I've heard it all my life. Well, you know, they go down to church house. They bound to be good people. Just because they go down to church house don't mean you're good people. Amen? I would hope you would be. But if you've not got the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart, if you've not become that good person with that good treasure, the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the love of man, then you don't have that good part. He said, you're still living in that carnally state, that manly state, that natural state. Amen? And we have to, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we've got to get out of that state. We've got to get away from that state. We've got to alienate ourselves from that state. I mean, we've got to remove ourselves from away from that state. Get away from that evil man. Get away from that evil heart. Because he said a carnal mind, the Bible tells that a carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen? Not only is it enmity against God, but it's ill will towards man. If we can't love God, how are we going to love one another? Huh? If we can't love God, how are we going to love one another? We can't. We've got to have the love of God. You say, well, preacher, I just don't love folks down to church like I think I ought to. Well, do you have the love of God in your heart? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you love Him with all your mind, your soul, your strength, everything in you? Do we? See, that's what we have to ask ourselves. Do we love God as much as He loves us? Good question, isn't it? We should try to. He loves us. We should be reciprocating that. We should be able to try to give back that love that God's given to us. Because He said, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, that carnal blindness, bringeth forth that which is evil. He said, there's no good going to come out of this man who's got this evil heart. There's nothing. Hey, listen, nothing good can come out of an evil heart. Only thing that's going to come out is a bunch of abuse. Amen? It's going to be enmity against God. It's not going to do the things that's pleasing to a holy God. And I want to say this. If we don't have a good heart, if we've got an evil heart, we can't love God and we surely can't love one another. So we got to get away from, how do we do that? By just loving the Lord. By asking God to forgive us our sin, come into our heart and make us into what He wants us to be. And allowing Him to do that. We have to allow, in this late day, late hour, we have to allow the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God to minister to our hearts. We have to let Him speak to us and we have to listen. Amen. We have to listen to the Spirit of God. If we're born again believers, then we have to listen to Him. If we're not, when the Holy Ghost God convicts your heart, hit the altar, get saved so you can become a child of God. So you can begin to get that good heart. What God wants us to have, to be what He wants us to be. See, we seek so many times the will of God and we can't be in the will of God with a bad heart. Our heart's going to dictate. That's our emotions and the things, the desires of the heart. Then they're not, if they're not God, we're not going to be pleasing to a holy God. Amen? But when we get that heartly desire, when we begin to see Him as He is, then we begin to get the right attitude. We get to begin to get the right desires. We begin to get the right feelings, the right emotions. Amen? The right attitudes when we become children of God. Because He said, it's the abundance, for of the abundance of the heart, His mouth speaketh. For of the abundance of the heart, His mouth speaketh. What have you got in your heart tonight? Have you got abundance of love, abundance of the Lord? Or is it abundance of the world? I believe we're just consumed. You know what I believe? I believe we're consumed with worldly things. We can't withdraw ourselves enough from the world to allow the Lord to be the Lord supreme in our life. So we're all caught up in this carnality, and it's just overriding everything that we do and everything that we are, so we can't just give our life to the Lord. That's why whenever we get upset, whenever the things begin to push our buttons. Now listen to me. Whenever things begin to push our buttons, whenever we begin to be drawn into the characteristics of the world, what comes out of our mouth? When things aren't going our way, when things seem to be going down, against us, when things aren't playing out just exactly the way we'd like for them to play out, what comes out of our lips? That'll dictate your heart. The Lord, now this is the, this ain't that red writing that we've been reading? It's the Lord Jesus that's talking. And He said, now if you've got a good heart, He said, there's good things going to come out. He said, if you've got a bad heart, an evil heart, He said, there's bad things will come out. How's your heart tonight? What does your heart look like? When you get all angry and upset because your customers ain't always as nice as they ought to be. Amen. You would deal with the public. When your customers are rude and they could care less. What comes out of you? What comes out of your lip? What do you want to say? Maybe you bite the and don't say nothing because you got a job and you'd like to keep it. But what would like to come out of your mouth? Huh? But see, that's from the abundance of the heart. It comes out. And you know, a lot of times, we can't contain it. We get frustrated, we get aggravated, and there it comes. It just spews out like a volcano. Where does that come from? Well, I tell you, it got all over me. It comes from the abundance of heart. That's what's all bundled up inside you. And when you get to the point that you can't contain it no more, it's just like a volcano erupting. Boom, there it comes. That's that evil part of it. That's that evil heart. That's where that comes from. But if we've got a good heart, and we've got a heart that loves the Lord, and we're in there trying to do right, praise God, and then the Lord's going to help us to contain that and to change that into something that's a whole lot better. So that it don't spew out like that. So that it comes out as something nice. Like the story I told you about Brother Ralph Sexton Sr. Hey man, he was jacking up his boat trailer and he started to let down, the jack slipped out and the trailer fell on his thumb. Mashed it good. And Brother Ralph Jr. said, boy, I thought, now I'm going to get to see my daddy cut a shine. And said, old Brother Ralph grabbed it. Ralph Sr. grabbed it and walked around there a minute. So then he looked in and he said, thank you, Lord, for that thumb you allowed me to mash. Amen. Amen. Why? Because it was the abundance of his heart he spoke. It wasn't that inward man that he was, he had been entreating and trying to take care of and trying to pacify. It was a God that he was trying to pacify. It was that inner man of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that he's trying to feed. We're missing a mark, youngins. We've got to be feeding this man. We've got to be feeding this inner person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to be showing them day by day by day that we can be more like Jesus. Amen. So that when we speak, even in anger, it'll be kind words. Amen. Out of the abundance of love, out of the abundance of our heart, we can speak the love of God. Amen. That's my heart's desire tonight. My heart's desire. I don't know about you, but I know my heart's desire. I want to be what Jesus wants me to be. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. And you know what? That's what He wants us to be too. And in fact, we know that that's what He wants us to be. We know that we have His help, that He'll help us to be that. Praise God, and bring honor and glory to His blessed name. You see, He knows what we're going through. He knows the wickedness of our heart. He knows it. Amen. Remember the story of the Pharisees? When the Pharisees come through him, there was a little old fellow there. Let me show you. Back over Matthew chapter 12. Let me go back over Matthew chapter 12 right quick. Let me just show you. Matthew chapter 12. Said they was a demonic, remember? And said the Lord healed him. And them Pharisees and stuff there, and they said, hey, listen, he healed him by the power of Beelzebub. It was the old devil that healed that boy. The devil's done it. Them old Pharisees, supposed to be religious folk. I mean, I'm talking about an example right here of that evil man, that evil heart. He said, these religious folk, they said, hey, when this demonic was healed, the devil was cast out of him, and then them old Pharisees said, well, it must have been the devil done it. Amen. God helped their wicked soul. Because you know what they did right there? They blasphemed the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. They blasphemed the Holy Ghost of God by attributing what the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God had done. That's blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said that, hey, listen, by the way, said that would never be forgiven. Amen. He said you could blaspheme the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 31, Matthew 12, 31, said you could blaspheme the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you cannot blaspheme the Holy Ghost of God. But listen to what he says in verse 34, Matthew 12, 34. He said, O generation of vipers. Well, let's go back to 33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known, listen to this, by his fruit. What kind of fruit are we bearing? Huh? What kind of fruit? Those lost loved ones we have, those lost people we work with, what kind of fruit are we putting out there for them to look at? Do you know, you realize they're inspecting your fruit every day? They're looking at your fruit. What kind of fruit are you producing? Is it good fruit or is it rotten fruit? The Lord said they ain't no in between. They ain't no halfway rotten. He said it's either good or it's bad. Amen? Listen to what the Lord says to these Pharisees. He says, "Oh, generation of vipers." He said, "You're just a den of snakes." He said, "How can ye, being evil, speak good things?" He said, you're evil. You're wicked. You're no account. How can you speak good things?" He said, "You can't do it." Listen to what he says. He said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." He said, "Your heart is full of wickedness. Your heart is full of ungodliness." He said, "And because of that, that's why you can't speak anything good. That's why nothing good ever comes out of you." But we paint ourselves as a picture of little angels in heaven. They're probably like the Pharisees. Boy, they thought of themselves and them big fine robes with the little bells on them. And boy, they thought them little blue fringe around the bottom. They thought to themselves already in glory. And they're full of the devil. I wonder how many people sitting in Baptist churches today are painting themselves as little angels in heaven when they're full of the devil. Amen? Full of evil thoughts, full of evil words. It don't go together, youngins. You said, "Preacher, you're trying to scare us." No, I'm just telling you, we've been missing the mark. Our hearts ain't right. We need to have a right heart. And then the Lord speaks here again in verse 35. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. He said, there it is again. He said, hey, a good heart's going to bring forth good fruit. An evil heart is going to bring forth evil fruit. It's plain as nose on your face. But he said, listen to what he says. Verse 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Lord help us, that's right. Every idle word that we speak, everything that comes out of us that's ungodly, everything that comes out of us that's not of that good treasure, we will stand accountable for it at the day of judgment. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm saved. I'm not going to judgment." Yes, you are. You will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen? You will stand at the judgment seat of Christ and you will give account for everything that you've done since the day you were saved. Amen? Ain't that Bible? Am I still in the book? But he said, hey, listen, said we got to be careful what we say. We go, hey, listen, because everything that we do, God is judging. Every word that comes out of our mouth, God is judging. Boy, that should change our attitude, shouldn't it? Should change our matter of thought. Because if we could change our matter of thought, it changes, keeps them words from coming out of our mouth. Amen? What Bible says, if you judge yourself, then you be not judged. What is he talking about? He said, when those thoughts and things that the devil runs through your mind, just let them go in this ear, just let them truck on right on through the other ear, and just keep this thing, this ivory tower, this ivory prison closed. Don't allow those thoughts to be brought out in the public. He said, keep those evil things and just quench them down and say, hey, no, I'm not listening to you, devil. You just hit the road. If I can't say nothing good, I'm not going to say nothing at all. Amen? God help us. We need to do better. And we can because God will help us. Verse 37, Matthew 12 and 37 said, "For by the words thou shalt be justified, for by thy words thou shalt be justified." Now listen to this. "And by thy words thou shalt be condemned." There it is. Justified, just as if we never said, or condemned. You're condemned already if you're still lost. But he said, hey, listen, the Lord said, your heart's a pretty serious thing. Said that we need to examine our heart. We need to know what the Lord, we need to know how the Lord's speaking to us, and we need to know how to respond. Because if we know how God's speaking to us and we know how to respond to Him, then He'll help us to respond to others better. Amen? And I tell you what, we've all got room for improvement. Amen? I don't think any of us is there yet. But the thing that we got to do tonight, young, is we just got to ask ourselves, how's our heart? How's my heart? How's your heart? But Jesus, let me close with this. He said, back in Luke chapter 6, the Lord said, "For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh." But then the Lord put verse 46 in there. And boy, I read this and I'm like, help me, Lord. And he said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? He said, a good man out of a good heart does good things. He has good treasure. And he said, evil man out of an evil treasure does bad things. But then he goes down here and he says, why call you me Lord, Lord? Why do you call me your Lord when you don't do the things I say for you to do? He said, hey, I'll guide you and I'll direct you. What he was saying here, he said, listen, youngins. He said, I want you to have a good heart. I want each and every one of you to have a good heart. And I'll show you how to have that good heart. He said, I'll direct you in the very path you need to go to have that good heart. He said, you call me Lord, Lord. But he said, you don't listen to me. You do not follow me. How am I going to help you? We got to follow him. How's he going to help us? How's he going to help you? Are you following him? Are we following him tonight? We got to follow him. We got to seek direction. We got to desire him. And when we get to the point that we're thinking and doing those things that's coming out of us, that's not right. We've got to stop right now. Are you listening to me? I'm done. We got to stop right now and we got to make it right. We got to say, Lord, forgive me and help me to do better. Right now, please, Lord, help me. I need your help. Don't let me do this again. And you know what the Lord do? The Lord will reach down and he'll touch your heart. And he'll help. He'll begin to give you that you need. A little at a time as it's needed. But we have to seek to have that heart that God wants us to have. That heart that's got the right feeling. It's got the right emotion. It's got the right compassion. It's got the right love. It's got the right attitude. How do we get that? In the Lord Jesus Christ through God's holy right. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God speak to our hearts. What do we need to do? You want to tell you what we need to do? We need to read our Bibles more. We need to pray more. We need to talk to God more. We need to be willing. Are you listening to me? We need to be willing to repent when we mess up.